Hey, you got the morning show here on Raglan Community Radio, and I've got Greta O'Leary on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're going to be playing at Live and Local this Friday night with Matt Cambick and Vicky Gretas. Now, last time I talked to you, which was a bit over a year ago, you were, I think you were touring, and you were playing in a house in Raglan somewhere?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And we didn't know where the house was. Well, I didn't, but...
Yeah, it was... No, very in town, very close by. That was lovely. That was a lovely concert.
Do you like, a lot of musicians seem to like playing in houses, people's houses.
Yeah, I think it's just something different. Like, I love a good a bar that's like really set up for live music, but yeah. Sometimes just the like intimacy of like house performances is really special.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as I said, you were touring that time, but are you actually based in our area at the moment?
Yes, I've just, I guess you could say I'm taking a sabbatical. I moved into Raglan at the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
I'm normally in Wellington. So, yeah, I've been having a lovely few months enjoying the warmth here and then also doing some work in Auckland.
And it probably seems less windy.
Climate is just so good.
It's been a good summer. We've got to be honest about that. It has been a good summer.
It's been beautiful.
Yeah, it's not always quite this fantastic. So someone must have figured out you were here and invited you along to Live and Local. Well, for people who don't know, how do you describe your music?
Yeah, so I'm a songwriter, first and foremost, and I make, like indie folk would be the best description, but it doesn't quite sum it all up. There's some elements of blues and rock and straight folk music. And I usually play with a band. And on Friday night, I'm going to be performing with Hannah Morell, who's a violinist. So it'll just be this lovely like duo show.
I have heard the phrase spook folk used to describe your music.
Oh, yes. Yes, so that was kind of like a spin on, there's a genre of music called freak folk, which is particularly from the 60s and 70s, and these beautiful artists, female artists from around then. So, yeah, it's folk and it's songwriting, but there's just a little bit of an edge of something that's hard to summarise.
Well, someone's been trying to summarise it because I'm... I apologise for quoting this back to you because you probably heard it, but music for burying bodies, exhuming dreams, skipping over pain and wallowing in joy. That was written in one of the... I think it was Under the Radar where there was tickets for something.
Yeah, right. I'm not even sure that I have heard that.
Okay.
But that sounds great. That sounds great.
You like that? Okay, that's good to hear. Do you choose your style, or do you choose where this goes to a degree, or is this just you didn't know this was how your music was going to turn out when you started?
I think mostly, there's not a conscious decision-making in there. I just write and do what feels right and sounds good and authentic to me, and then kind of later I'm like, what would I call that? Or like, what is this?
Right, so
I know some artists may be a little bit more strategic, but
yeah,
I haven't managed to bring that in, that kind of like, an intellectual kind of strategy side.
Yeah, does the music come first or the lyrics?
They actually usually come together.
Interesting.
And it's interesting because everyone has a different answer to that.
Yeah.
But I find sometimes words can be too dry for me without a melody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I often am sitting down with the guitar, or I'll just be like humming, it'll be like a tune usually, yeah.
Okay, and do you have to kind of mentally prepare yourself, get yourself in the right space for that, or can the music just arrive unannounced?
That's a good question. I definitely have seasons, so where, like, the more that you exercise your creativity, the stronger the muscle grows, and the more likely things are just going to fall out, and I'll have phases of that, and then, because being a working artist in New Zealand, you're you've got so many hats on, and so sometimes when I'm doing admin and emails, making posters, you know, it's not a very creative, inspiring time.
No, we understand.
Yeah. but yeah, it really depends. But I never have to be too forced. I will kind of be, the only time I'll be really structured is when I take the sort of song from its raw form and then I try to carve out the finished product from that kind of stream of consciousness. Yeah.
So that's when you're putting in other instruments and things like that.
Yeah, and I'm really looking at the lyrics, and I'm, you know, like I'm getting, have to get a bit ruthless.
Right. Is that to carve it out?
Yeah.
Is that where that, have you heard that phrase, to kill your little darlings, or kill your darlings?
No.
That's a phrase that I've heard some writers use, where like they've written something and they love what they wrote, but it doesn't serve the bigger piece. So you're like,
kill your little darlings, like
a cute phrase or something like that, a really nice sentence, but it doesn't serve the
song, so it has to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, song comes first, yeah.
And now there's a lot of reviewers seem to use words like this, talk about fragility and exploring ideas like grief and solitude. Mm. Is that also, do you find that apt?
I do find it apt, but I think sometimes that on paper it can sound a lot darker than it is in reality.
Yeah.
You know, like there are these themes, and the themes can be like heavy or deep, but the songs themselves are often quite lighthearted, like the way that they interact with those themes, and people are often laughing a lot, I guess I should say.
Okay, right.
So we sort of toe the line.
Interesting. Yeah, I must admit, when they said that this contrast with your beautiful voice, so they were picking that up.
Yeah, and there's silliness, you know, there's tongue-in-cheek. I think that's important personally in order to, like, delve into, like, big topics somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever sit down to, I don't know, you probably haven't had that much sort of review and comment, but sometimes musicians get sick of hearing a certain thing and sit down deliberately to write a song that contrasts with that. You haven't reached that point?
No, I would be sad if I reached that point where I wrote as a reaction to a external thing. But you never know, you know. Give it like 5 more years.
Well, yeah, and I guess it also depends, you know, just how widespread your music gets.
Definitely.
And you start to get stuff like that, and you start to get ill-informed stuff. At the moment, I think it looks like everyone's like quite into what you're doing and interested in explaining it properly, rather than, I don't know, selling newspapers. So you were here over a year ago, and I think you were touring an EP, were you at that time?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been doing since then?
So I've mostly been writing a lot and playing with my live band. Working on kind of our live performance down in Wellington, and played at, you know, a few festivals and stuff. And yeah, so I've just been working on making an album, basically. So a lot of writing, a lot of recording, and kind of gearing up for the next phase of all of that.
So I noticed on your social media that it says you've got an announcement. That must be in about 40 minutes.
It is in 40 minutes.
So, you know, so I'm slightly too soon. You're not going to be able to tell me, but I guess if you've been recording, I guess we have a vague idea about what the announcement might be.
It's actually not about my recording. It's about touring.
Okay, right.
So yeah, the recording stuff, that's yet to come. We're still in the trenches of that at the moment.
Okay, all right. In the trenches, huh?
Shouldn't be too long. Yeah.
Well, we wish you luck with getting out of the trenches successfully.
Thank you so much.
Now, you, as well as performing at the Live and Local this Friday, you're also performing at the Yard next Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah, it's on Thursday night, the 14th.
Yeah, now what is that? What's that gig about? I've got someone, Ruth's coming in to talk about it next week, but I'm not quite sure what it's about yet.
Cool, so it's a fundraiser gig for a school holiday program, I guess you would call it, called To The Front. It used to be called Girls Rock Aotearoa.
Yeah.
And it's a program that just like encourages and uplifts female and non-binary musicians or aspiring musicians who are young And I've mentored on that program down in Wellington, and I think it's the most amazing initiative, and it's just so positive and encouraging. And they're raising funds for the for a new stream in Hamilton. Yeah,
I'm not that involved in the music industry, but I have heard that there's still a bit of misogyny and sexism. I don't know how much in the music industry compared maybe to other areas these days. So
yeah,
something like this is sounds like a really good thing to be doing.
I think, yeah, even just subtle cultural ways, just because of just the way that our society is, you know, it's no one's fault, like person to person. But yeah, usually there's just a lot more young boys that are that just develop more confidence, and confidence is such a massive element of stepping into things that scare you, or like stepping onto the stage or forming a band, and then everything just rolls from all these little steps. So yeah, it's just this little like lift up. And yeah, I was involved, and I was looking at all the youth, and they're all like, some of them are just like so skilled, or like they're amazing. And I was like, oh, I just wish something existed like this.
Did you have,
you know, when I was a kid? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have your own journey of overcoming that sort of thing?
Definitely. I actually, yeah, my dad was a musician, like a blues musician. So there was music in the house, but yeah, it was that thing where he, you know, he really did want me to play music, but also the only people I saw playing music really were older men.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, playing like heavy blues.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes in the garage, you know, I didn't really see myself in that.
You didn't identify with that?
No.
Yeah. Well, look, it's obviously you took those steps, and you've been making some beautiful music, so it's great to see. And folks, you can hear Greta as part of three people playing. Matt Cambick, Greta O'Leary and Vicky Gretis. Does it say 7:30, I think? So doors probably open at 7.
Doors at 7.
Right. It's Kauhai entry, so it's a great chance to catch Greta while she's here in town. Are you going to be here for much longer?
A few more months, I think.
A few more months, okay.
Yeah, having a great time, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, thanks for talking to us this morning, and I'm going to play Honey Babe, which is a track that, when did that come out, like a year and a half ago?
Yeah, about that, probably about on August 2020,
Can you just give us a little bit of insight as to what Honey Babe is about before we play?
Honey Babe is it's like a very loving anti-love song, I suppose.
Cool.
So it's kind of like a farewell or something, like a stepping away, but it's very, very sweet, sort of honey, yeah.
Brilliant. All right. Well, Greta, thank you for your time this morning, and I hope you have a good show this Friday night and next week as well.
Cool. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, yes, that was Greta O'Leary there. This is Honey Babe. And yeah, doors open at 7. It's Kauhai entry. Yummy snacks and drinks you can get as well. And also featuring Matt Cambick and Vicky Gretis from Five Girls.
Thank you. but a car. Not fine.
You're listening to The Morning Show, proudly sponsored by Extreme Zero Waste.
Hey, good morning show. Like it says there, this is Bonnie Raitt, something to talk about. Don't forget, after 9, Katie's going to be in the studio. Repair Cafe, that's what we're talking about next on This Weekend's